Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome, Ward Simpson. I appreciate you fitting in this podcast because I want us to pay tribute and to honor the memory of your great mother, who I had the privilege of knowing, Lady Roberta Simpson. And I just want to remember her life, her legacy. Not that well known, but she certainly was very prominent. So let's start by you telling me and my listeners why she was called Lady Roberta Simpson.
Yes, Steve, thank you so much for having me on with you today. What a privilege and an honor to speak with you and all of your listeners. Before I answer that question, let me just say this really importantly to everybody listening right now. If you're a mother or a grandmother listening right now, this is a powerful story of a woman like yourself who never gave up, who cried out to God day and night for her children, and lived to see all five of her children and grandchildren serve the Lord. So it's a powerful story, Steve, and I just wanted to start there. But the Lady Roberta, so my dad, Kiffin Simpson, he was knighted. He had a knighthood. He was given a knighthood, which is something that the British government do, the Queen does, and in the islands, the Governor General, who represents the Queen, he bestowed that honor on my father. You know, he kneels down, the Governor takes his sword and touches his shoulder and pronounces him a knight. So he's Sir Kiffin, which makes my mother Lady Roberta. It's a great honor.
And of course, they were from Barbados, which is part of the British Empire.
Right, Barbados was exactly. And my dad, if you follow his roots, they're Scottish. My mother, you follow her roots, they're Jewish. So during the war, you know, her dad, Harry Roy, was a famous band leader. You're listening right now, you want to look at Harry Roy, R-O-Y. He was one of those band leaders in the 40s, I guess. And anyway, changed their name to Roy. It was actually a Jewish name, but changed it to Roy to protect their identity during those atrocities against the Jewish people.
Well, how did your parents meet?
You know, they met, if I remember right, they met in Barbados, because that's where we all were born, all of our kids. My dad was born in Barbados. My mother moved there sometime in her life. And they've been married, you know, this year would be 56 years, an amazing, amazing life. And so that's where they met, and they got married, and five children, nine grandchildren, plus a couple extras that some of my siblings have, like, you know, through their marriages, that are not their own children. And then also two great-grandchildren and one on the way. So it's a sad time for my daughter, who is pregnant with her second child, won't be able to see her great-grandma. But you know what? It's that's life, right?
Well, I have the privilege of knowing your parents, not well. I probably know you better than them, but I first got to know them through the ministry of Reinhard Bonnke, who I knew him for many, many years. And my impression is that your father was on his board of directors, but at several events, I got to know them, and I just thought it was interesting. Learned a little bit about the businesses. Your family has been enormously successful in business, and you've used that to, you know, as a kind of a platform to propagate the gospel. And in more recent...
That's another great story. Another great story, Steve. I'll jump in, like you said, took me to jump in. Yeah, my dad and Reinhard were really, really close friends. He was on Reinhard's board, so we spent a lot of time with Reinhard. I remember seeing you at his funeral. We talked for a while. But here's another great story. As we're talking about my mom and her legacy and my dad, just again, for your listeners, here's a man that he never went to college. His grandmother died, left him a little bit of money, which he bought a business. And then that business began to grow and to grow and to grow. But as I was a little boy, my dad, one of his jobs was a supervisor at a supermarket. Then he had his own gas station. You know, he had two gas stations. And my mom used to work with him in those early days. But long story short, my dad came from nobody, really. He had nothing, no education. And he became a multi-millionaire. And I don't say that braggadociously, Steve. I'm saying that God raised him up and brought him from being a nobody to be an international businessman. All around the world, he had businesses. He had car dealerships, places. He had oil, you know, oil company, and many other businesses. And he would say this, and this is the whole point of my saying this to you. He would say a word, and he would say to people, and he said this to a group of college graduates at the University of the West Indies, where he was invited to speak and given a doctorate. He told them all, he said, the secret to my success is that from an early age, I learned about tithing, and I believe in it, and it's because I give to God that he has given this back to me. It's a great story.
Well, it is a great story, and it's something I believe, and I know a lot of other of my listeners believe, but it's good to be reminded of it. And, you know, there's some other organizations that have meetings in which I have been able to sit and visit with your parents. Your mother is always so delightful. It seems that it was only a couple of months ago we had just a wonderful conversation, and she seemed so full of life, and I was just shocked the fact that she's gone. And I wanted to pay tribute to her life and to talk about the things that your family has been involved in, one of which is God TV. And, you know, without going into all the details, because this is not the place, God TV ran into some hard times, and you guys, you know, really rescued it. At least that's my opinion. And I even was on your program one time with one of my books. You used a studio here in Orlando, and it was a very good interview. You're a good journalist, so if it doesn't work out in the business world, you could be a journalist because you're a very good questioner.
Thank you.
But,
that's sweet.
You know, God TV reaches all over the world. My understanding is that you're located in Pensacola, Florida, which is, I guess, your headquarters. You also have an office here in Orlando and in many parts of the world. And God TV is not like the other networks. You have your own flavor, so to speak, or that's what I'd call it, or maybe a brand. And you just don't do things like everyone. What is your vision? What is the vision of God TV?
I'm glad you asked, and I'm going to answer that and share some stuff with my mom at the same time. And again, for all of your listeners, Stephen, this is I'm going to encourage you today. Right now, as you're listening, I'm going to encourage you. So I want you to hang in there with me. God is going to say something to encourage you and to do something in your life. I really believe that and pray that in Jesus' name. But God TV, just to answer that quickly, we have a mission and a vision. And again, really quick, because I know we're short on time. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the vision and the mission for God TV now that you have given it to us to steward? And we had this conversation, and to make a very long story short, the Lord said, well, what's in your hearts? And I said, well, revival's in my heart. I'm a product of the Brownsville Revival. God changed my life through revival. I've tasted and seen when your presence comes and moves in a powerful way, and lives are transformed. I'm a product of revival, and I want to see hearts and lives revived around the world. And then I said, and obviously the Great Commission, reaching souls, going into all the world and preaching the good news that Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. And then obviously, because I'm Jewish and Israel then. And the Lord said to me, son, tell your employees and tell your partners this. Tell them that the mission of God TV is souls, Israel, and revival, in that order. Souls, Israel, and revival, because it spells S-I-R, sir. And tell them, wake up every day and just say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, to the call of God on your life, to go and preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Take it as far as you can. Souls, and then Israel, to be her defender, her advocate, her watchman on her walls, her intercessor, but also her evangelist. And that's why we have Shalano TV, which is our Hebrew-speaking channel that proclaims the good news of Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah. And then revival, like I just talked about. So that's our mission. That's our vision. It's three pillars: souls, Israel, and revival. And we say yes, sir, to the Lord every day. Hallelujah.
Well, that is. And, you know, one of the greatest legacies that your mother left, other than encouraging your father and raising you kids, is believing them into the kingdom. She was involved in so many philanthropic kinds of things, many of which, maybe most of which, had to do with spreading the gospel. She will be greatly, greatly missed. I know there's so much more that we could say. We will be doing an obituary, a proper obituary in charismanews.com. And I wanted this podcast to go along with it because, of course, you knew your mother. I only knew her superficially, but I knew she was a great woman, a great woman of God.
I just
wanted to be able to share this.
Let me say this quickly, Steve, before you go, because this is important for our viewers, our listeners. So listen, my mother, she died at 80. She was going to be 85 in a couple of days. So she died at 84, but she was nearly 85. At 70 years old, she always wanted to be a writer. Nobody ever helped her or encouraged her, but at 70 years old, she said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to start. And she wrote three books. She was actually working on the fourth book. One was called Nana's Christmas, Nana's Bible Stories. The other was A Christmas Story. And then one was Tales of the Ark. What I'm saying to those that are listening, regardless of your age, regardless of where you're at or what you're doing right now, I am saying to you that if you say yes to the Lord, regardless of any hurdle, any barrier, or any age, just say yes to the Lord and see him work through you in a powerful way. And that's one lesson I'd like to make sure we all learn. It's never too old to begin. Isn't that great?
That is great. And that was a good way to wrap it up. But is there anything else you want to add as we close this short podcast?
Yeah, let me say this really quickly again. Me as a teenager growing up, away from the Lord, backslid. They had brought me up to know God, but I wasn't interested. I was away from him. And she would pray every day for me, Steve. She would lay her hands on my pillow at night. I didn't know until afterwards. She knew I would be out somewhere, but she would be praying. And I want to encourage every listener right now, if your child is away from God, keep praying for that child because God will hear your prayers. And even now, Steve, may I pray for your listeners right now, for all that may have a prodigal?
Please do.
Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus for everyone listening right now who may have a child that's away from you. Lord, we ask by your mercy, by your spirit, and in the name of your only begotten Jesus, that you would get a hold of them. And that you would bring them back in to the family of God, Lord. Do something, Lord. Touch them, restore their faith, bring a friend into their life to speak into them. But Lord, intervene and bring them home in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Steve. What a blessing.
Thank you for taking time to do this podcast. Thank you to my listeners for tuning in. A little bit different format today, but I think it's very important to remember the life and legacy of Lady Roberta Simpson from Barbados, who is now with the Jesus that she loved and served so well.
Amen.
Tune in again tomorrow for another podcast. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.